Yes, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Yesterday was a very big day, and we're celebrating it today, Jude. Do you know why?
It was a big day. Let's have our big Del.
Yeah, happy birthday to your brother. And from Jude and I, we just want to say how much fun we have every Saturday morning. We obviously both knew you before we started on the show, but it was so exciting when we put this show together to know that we'd have your energy every single Saturday morning. And not only that, but just during the week now, how close we've all become. And I definitely feel like you're a brother. So just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday, mate. There's lots of people here that love you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. You know, I see this is a big part of my family. And, you know, the last 11 or 12 months hasn't been easy for me and my family. But, yeah, it's good you can come into work and, you know, you guys allow me to be myself, and that's what the Big Del loves.
Mate, we've got your back just like you used to rub sunscreen on the back of Willie Mason's back. So we're
with
you, mate.
That's what I'll do for you, mate. If you ever need that, I'll do that for you, mate.
How do you feel, big fella, just with everything that has gone on in the last year? When it comes to a birthday like this, it gets you to reminisce, I suppose, or to think back and have those sort of moments of what the year's been.
Yeah, look, I think for me, it was funny because I've never been big on birthdays. Isn't it funny? Someone that likes it to be about him so many days of the year, when it's actually my birthday, it's one of those things where I suppose, because when I was growing up, I suppose, because I was adopted, and then, you know, look back on that, and I look back as, you know, it was a shortcoming with me as my personality. And sometimes, unless you get to the bottom of it, you know, you don't understand why you don't like birthdays. But I think my family's made me appreciate, and friends appreciate, you got to celebrate your birthday. And I suppose, especially now, Mum passing away, it's just under a year now she's passed away. It's the first time I haven't had either of my parents here for my birthday. So it probably means a lot more to me now. And yesterday was, you know, I was getting a lot of messages yesterday, and I wasn't sad, but it was one of those days where you just start to appreciate that, you know, you got to celebrate every birthday. I know it's 47 years of age now, but I'm probably appreciating it a lot more now.
Exactly right. We had some McFlurries earlier. We've got plenty of cake out there as well, big fella.
Did you say cake?
Yeah, but we've got plenty of cake. And also, all your greatest mates, we think that we could get together this week to just talk about you.
Hi, guys. It's Anthony Seibold speaking. Happy birthday, Wendell. First time we met was when we were 8 years of age. I got off the bus in Mackay coming from Rockhampton. It was the annual exchange for rugby league, and all the names were called out to the people that you were billeted with. I was the fortunate one that got billeted with Wendell Sale. I think I was the last person to go. I was 8 years of age, and pretty much I bawled my eyes out from the minute I got in the car to the minute I hopped on the bus 2 days later. The fantastic people, Alison and Daniel, became very close with Wendell's parents. But pretty much I cried the whole weekend. I was homesick. It was the first time I've ever been billeted, and I was 8 years of age. Anyway, long story short, 3 years later on the cricket field, so we're about 11 or 12 at this stage, and I go out to bat. Couple of quick wickets, get out to back. It's a really fast bowl for Mackay. Anyway, first slip's Wendell Saylor. Second slip is one of Wendell's good mates, Jamie Nipperis. Anyway, I'd forgotten all about crying for 48 hours straight. He comes running in the bowl, literally as he lets the ball go out of his hand. Wendell Saylor says to me, "Here he is. He's the crybaby." Anyway, long story short, I've sort of lost my concentration. I've been cleaned up. First ball. And I'm out for a duck.
Anyway, no.
Yeah, man. Anyway, that was Wendell's star, and his legend didn't stop from there. And and we've been great friends ever since. We lived together from 18 to 21 or 22 in Brisbane. He's been a sledger ever since he was 11 or 12.
Hey, guys. Lottie Takiri here. Big Del, happy birthday, mate. Love you, buddy. Mate, I've still got you, I reckon, when you try to take me out in that race. When I was a fresh-faced kid at the Broncos, you were a bit... How do I say it, mate? The boys were given to you, Alf, Kevy, about a young kid coming through, and I think you were a bit threatened, and I beat you in that race that day, mate. So I've still got you, bud. Happy birthday, mate. Hope you have a good day.
Hi, Del. Happy birthday. It's Greg Clark here. Clarky, my goodness. I went through your rugby highlights this week, and, mate, I know you're a very humble man, but, gee, you could play. Let me tell you. You know, I remember having my... organising the first interview with you when you went to the Queensland Reds, and you said, "Clarky, make sure that, you know, we're in a quiet place. Get away from the turnstiles, because game day, when you're talking to me, there's going to be so much noise from those turntiles spinning, because Big Del sells." And I was reminded also, I was reminded also this week that one of your coaches, I don't know if it was Eddie Jones, but one of your coaches says, "Del, there is no I in team." And you came back and you said, "Yeah, but there are five I's in individual brilliance." Oh, You used to back yourself, no doubt about that. And my favourite try was when you turned up at the SFS in Sydney with the Reds jersey on at that stage, and you ran over the top of Brendan Kennan, and then you absolutely bumped your mate Matty Rogers out of the way. One of your great rugby tries. Mate, you've been an absolute legend. I know, you know, you won't like me saying that. Happy birthday, Del, and thank you for everything, mate. You're a champion.
G'day, it's Drew Mitchell here, and I want to wish the big Del a big, big happy birthday. When I first started playing, Wendell was my first roommate, and so he was obviously trying to mentor me in the preparations of international rugby. But I remember we were on tour, and money was, let's just say our pay packets were significantly different back in those days. And we were on tour over in the UK, and we'd get our allowance for a couple of meals through the week, £50 in an envelope. And to me, that was huge, because I'd just go down and get something pretty cheap and keep like pocket the rest of the £40. But each time we'd go to bed each night, Wendell, obviously across the room, we'd play FIFA, and he'd say, "Mate, I'll pay for your allowance." And I was like, "Oh, look, no, I kind of want to keep it." He goes, "No, mate, I'll pay you for your allowance." And so we'd start playing. And, I mean, there's just no point even fighting back with Wendell, because he just gets what he wants. Del does what Del wants, right? Yeah. So I push forward, and we play, and then I beat him. I'm like, "Okay, sweet. I've just cleaned up Wendell's 50. I'm going to bed." And he's like, "No, mate, you don't get to bed yet. We're going again, double." And I just was like, "Mate, I'm really tired, kind of, you know, like I want to keep my cash." He's like, "Mate, not until the big Del wins." And I was like, in third person, and he just kept making every single night. We just keep playing until he won, took my money, and then he go, "All right, big Del's asleep. Big Del's tired, I'm going to sleep." I'm like, "Oh, mate."
Hello, it's Darren Lockyer here, one of the big Del's good mates, and I want to just wish you a happy birthday, mate. 47. Geez, we're not far away from 50 now for the Black Duck. I don't think there's one thing I know: when you got Wendell in your life, you're going to be entertained, whether it's someone talking about themselves third person pretty much every second sentence. I mean, some of the things over the years, like one of the best ones was when I think he went to the Dragons for the first time, and I think Wynn Stadium, and Wynn was a sponsor of the club, and I think there was talk that he was going to create his own TV station called Delavision. The other story, I always refer to as the Nutty Professor story, where, you know, in Nutty Professor, where Eddie Murphy's the skinny guy and his buddy, and he's really confident. Yeah. And then he sort of blows up into Sherman. We went to this army camp in Canungra, and, you know, one of the first assignments we had was this. Sort of, we had to run up this hill. It was about, maybe 4K long. And so Buddy at the start of the run, he's all confident. "Yeah, I've got this. I'm going to take it, boys." He just takes off, right? And about halfway up the hill, he's walking backwards because his quads are blown up. I remember, I think it was Alf. It's Alf, as we walked past him, we were running, jogging past him, and he's walking backwards up this hill. And Alf goes, "Hey, Sherman, how are you going now?" But he's, look. Yeah, look, he's one of those. As I said, he's having in our lives. We've been entertained for all those that know him, and he's got a big heart. So I just want to wish you happy birthday, mate.
Kirby Walters here, just ringing in, wishing the great Wendell Saylor a happy birthday. Big happy birthday, big fella. I know Wendell's world is a very exciting world, and I've been privileged enough to be part of that world at different stages of my career. We've won premierships together, Big Del. Love playing with you. Even more importantly, love your friendship. Good on you. Have a great day, Del.
Hello, Wendell.
Hey, Wendell.
Mr. Wendell. Yeah. Hey, you are 47 years old. Look at you, you machine.
He's a machine, all right. Look
I haven't
that
seen
booty.
Wendell for a long time. He's got a beautiful ass on him, hasn't he?
He does. Yeah, I love Wendell.
Yeah, we certainly do love you, big fella. Yeah. Kyle and Jackie O there, if you didn't pick it up at the end.
Yeah, I did.
I spoke about you yesterday on the show. And
do you know Kyle and Jackie O gave me a job when I was actually out of the game? So I was their sports reporter when I was out of the game. I'd been Dancing with the Stars. I got flicked first, obviously. There wasn't much love for the big man after going through some naughty stages. Yeah. And Kyle goes, "Mate, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, not much at the moment." He goes, "Well, how about you be a sports reporter?" So
Did you do any research for that?
Yeah, 100% I did. It was good coming in here with Kyle and Jack, but Kyle used to just go left field, so left field, and I used to try to have to like flat bat it and go, "Oh, look, you know, that didn't happen back in my day," and Obviously, I was surfing suspension at the time. So, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice to get some research out of him, Jim?
He doesn't do any research.
Wow, 18 months.
I was putting the X Factor, boys. That's what
good
I do.
Good on you, mate.